I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. A bill that would provide relief to those suffering losses because of COVID-19 is quickly making its way through the Republican-controlled state legislature. The Assembly Committee on Health passed the sweeping measure Tuesday along party lines with no debate. It's expected to go to the full Assembly on Thursday. The vote was preceded by a public hearing at the state capitol, which lasted several hours. The author of the bill, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, says small businesses have been devastated over the past year because of capacity limits that state and local officials have imposed in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. He says the bill would restrict the amount of time that businesses would have to limit the number of customers allowed into their places.
Elected officials, the ones ultimately accountable to the people, should vote on any order that would force someone to close their doors or restrict their capacity. Local health officers will be able to continue to close or restrict businesses, but only up to 14 days. Once the 14-day period is up, the local governmental unit will vote on whether or not they may continue.
Voss called the package a good faith effort to compromise with Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who put forth his own COVID relief plan last month. Many of the speakers at Tuesday's hearing lobbied in favor of the bill, including the Wisconsin Restaurant Association and the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. But Heath Straka, representing the Wisconsin Association for Justice, opposed the plan. He objected to a provision that would protect businesses from lawsuits related to the coronavirus.
But to give broad immunity, as this bill does, in effect says, okay, do what you want, especially as it relates to capacity, and you're going to be immune.
The bill also prohibits employers from requiring their workers to be vaccinated against the virus. It also eliminates the one-week waiting period in order to collect unemployment benefits. Governor Evers said in a conference call Tuesday that he hasn't read the bill yet, but the chances of him vetoing it are pretty strong. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.